What the fuck happened? I told you, a purple fucking wave, cabrón. I'm on record saying that, folks, a purple wave. I said that I'm wearing a purple shirt today. A purple shirt today. So I leave for a week and you fuck it up. I don't know how you fuck it up. I don't know how you fuck something like this up. What happened to the red wave? What happened to the red wave? Ah, oh, pero it was purple, like I said, cabrones. All right. So I tell you, folks, I don't know. I don't know, folks. This is why Sancho has to run for presidente. This is why Sancho has to run for presidente. And no, I will not run with Trump. Pero I will be presidente. Oh, fuck. I will count the ballots myself with my friends from the other side of the border. We will count the ballots ourselves. No fucking around, cabrón. Folks, you can Venmo me D-Rod 1977. When the lights go out on Amazon, leave an honest review is all I ask. My mama's book, The Mexican Meats. The Mexican Meats. Will you like it? Oh, fuck. I got to tell you, folks. I got to tell you. Pero I'm a little upset. I'm a little upset of this speech last night. Pero it's okay. Everything's is optics. There is still a fucking war going on in the background that you have no idea about. We can all feel it. We all know what's happening. They put up a TFR no-fly zone around Trump's house. You got to ask yourself why. I know they've done that with Bush, but I got a feeling things are going to be start steamrolling ahead. The war is going to intensify. There's going to be a lot of shit. Look what just happened with Poland. A lot of things are going to escalate. If you saw my last video, I said the house of cards are falling down. Everything's going to be escalating now. In whatever direction this needs to go, it's going to pick up speed. So with that being said, damas y caballeros, me llamo Sancho, where I play chique. We let you say. Noble Gold, folks. Noble Gold. Did you know Noble Gold's team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these? Find out why gold, silver, and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Talk to a personnel precious metals expert today. Oh, and this month they're giving a free three-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA above $20,000, folks. A free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit Noble Gold Investments. You got to get gold. You got to get silver. I believe in this country, folks. I believe in this company. I don't peddle anything that I don't believe in, folks. I don't peddle anything I don't believe in. With that being said, let's get down to business. All right. So Spotify is Nino's Corner. Telegram is Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble is Nino's Corner. I finally hit 40,000 on Rumble. Boss, why don't you go to Rumble? Why don't you go to Rumble? I don't want to fucking go to Rumble because nobody's fucking there. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. Instagram, David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. David Nino Rodriguez Boxer. Twitter is Nino Boxer. The Nino Boxer. Nino Boxer on Twitter. PatriotWear.com, bing, right fucking there. That's where you get your cool shit. You can get yourself a purple Sancho shirt. Purple is the color. The purple is what I said was going to happen. Purple. That's what happened. Orale. Nito's Corner, I have SD Anon on there. I have The Ghost. I have Juan O'Savin. Dr. Artis is coming on. I got Ann Vandersteel. Danian Brinkley, a favorite for all of you. Danian Brinkley is coming on Nino's Corner.tv once again. He always has a positive message. Great guy. I love having Danian Brinkley on the show. And The Ghost is up there right now running hot, baby. He's running hot. Oh, yeah, running hot. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, damas y caballeros, coming at you live from the apocalypse. Órale!
Yes, yes, it is the apocalypse.
All right. So dump Trump, pero everyone's dumping Trump. Everyone's dumping Trump. You know why? Because they're fucking traitors. That's how I see it. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. So now we're looking at a GOP civil war is what's brewing, folks. A GOP civil war. So what did I take away from the speech? Well, I talked to a lot of people before the speech. I was told no big announcement. It's just going to be, well, it's a big announcement. He's running for president, 24. But folks, there is a massive fucking war going on behind the scenes. You got to believe me when I tell you this. It's going to require faith. And moments before he goes on to speak, just moments before, he claims we won the House, okay? So we have to play by their rules, okay, folks, in the law, in the color of law. Trump has to present himself in the color of law. He has to look clean as a whistle. He has to look like a schoolboy in order to get those moderates and those dumb fucks, normies that are not awake yet at all. Believe me, folks, there's more than you know. My audience is very small. There's more people out there that look at this shit as garbage and they go, it's conspiracy, it's crazy. They don't have any idea the war is waging behind the scenes. They just think it's politics as usual. How wrong they are. They don't understand the globalist agenda. None of it. They don't get it. It just goes ring right past them. You need to understand this. So because you're frustrated that he didn't come out and say, the storm is upon us. Folks, he was on Fox. He was on all the major networks. He can't come out talking crazy. He can't. He's got to make it defined and clean and polished. That's what he had to do. And that's what he did. And it means nothing. It means nothing to me about what's happening behind the scenes. I'm still in full faith that everything's happening behind the scenes. And I told you, I will be with you, even if this goes till 2024. I still don't think it will, but I've been wrong before. Okay, I've been wrong before, and I'll keep going. It's a fight, and a fight is fluid. A fight is very fluid, and there's move and counter move, move and counter move, move and counter move. So announcing his presidency, and what I saw, what I see about this is like this, folks. He's still taunting them. He's still taunting them. Remember, the FBI raid was just a few weeks back. Because now, if they arrest him, it will look really, really desperate on their part, and it will go against all protocol, if they arrest him. If they make that move, he's basically calling their bluff. So now he's put himself out in 24. So now they got, oh, fuck, we got another fire to take care of because now this son of a bitch is running in 24. And all the battles that are going on behind the scenes, now they got this looming one for 2024. The deep state is fucking panicked. Believe me when I tell you this. And that is what's going to make them speed up their agenda. And that is where they fuck up. And that's because when you speed something up, you make mistakes, folks. You make a lot of mistakes out of panic. I understand this as a fighter. So now they're going to move forward with even a faster agenda. You're going to see things take off in a rapid speed, rapid pace now, folks. And it's only going to expose more of their corruption, of their desperate and radical moves as we move forward. And folks, the one thing that I'm looking at is Pelosi is gone. It's almost like we lost a pawn, we lost a bishop. And we're not saying we can't turn those things around because I think we can. I'm telling you right now, I think we can. I heard Arizona's looking to do a new election. Let's see what happens. This is not done. By any means, this is not done. But they took some of our pawns and our bishops, but I think we got the queen, and the queen being Pelosi. Where the fuck is that bitch? I don't know. Is she in Italy? I don't know. I'm not going to go as far as saying she's in Gitmo, but there's been some strange fucking activity around that jackal. I'm telling you, I look at her like, she, you know, they're not going to win every position. And then, oops, we fucked up on her. How do we fuck up on our main player? It doesn't work like that, folks. Something's happening behind the scenes. Give them a pawn, give them a bishop. Boom, we take their queen. And it looks like we got the house, but there's still rhinos in the house, a lot of rhinos in the house. But folks, we're inching forward. We're making progress. We are making progress. Okay. Things are happening. And you got to look at the positives here. Trump is like, what's his record? Someone put his record on here of how many wins he had and losses of people that he endorsed. I think he only has like 22 losses and 200 and something wins. Maybe 100 and something wins. I don't know. Put it on here. Someone put it on here that knows exactly. And, you know, as all this shit with, as all this starts boiling, coming to a head, what is the globalist plan? Well, they got to be a chameleon, folks. They got to act like a chameleon. And what do? They slither their way into the Republican Party, which we already know is rhinos. All of it's rhinos. But here's what they do. Here's what they're planning to do. And I've said this. I was right about a few things, folks. I think it's important you listen to me on this. Listen to me on this. I'm waiting to see what DeSantis does. Now, yes, it would be amazing if DeSantis joined Trump and they became a team and just threw everyone off. That would be fucking amazing. I would only hope that would happen, but I don't think so. What I think is going to happen is DeSantis is going to go head-to-head with Trump. And this is what the globalists would do. They know the Democratic Party is all but fucking done. Nobody has faith in them anymore. But people have faith in DeSantis, the DeSantis madness, which I said would happen about a year ago. It's so easy to predict these playbooks. Folks, DeSantis is a globalist. He's a globalist. Okay? And you're going to start seeing a lot of fucking people. A lot of people get on that bandwagon. Spineless people. Spineless. Yes, I said it. Spineless. They get off the horse that they rode into town with, and they just take up the mule. So Trump gets you here. He gets you to the finish line and you bail on him. That's what you're doing? No. Let me make that clear. That's what you're fucking doing. You're that guy that's in the trenches with us, and then you start going, from shell shock, and you start waving your little flag, and a horse picks you up and rides you up into the sunset, thinking you're going to get clean water and food. But you just die a slow fucking death because you know you made the wrong fucking choice. There's a lot of truth in that movie Braveheart if you watch it. You may live for a while, you'll die in your bed knowing that you could have fought. Now, I don't know exactly, I'm not paraphrasing here. I don't know exactly how he said it in the movie, but you get the gist of it, folks. You get the gist of it. That's where we're at right now. You either choose to fight and be a voice and get out there and make moves, run for a position, start a podcast, do whatever you got to do, or you wither up and die. Because this is the age of the digital warriors. This is the age of the digital warriors. It's an information war, folks. And they want to take you into bondage and fucking slavery where you have zero fucking choices, and they control humanity forever. This is not about Republican, Democrat, or America versus China, or America versus Russia. This is about globalist fucking control, starting wars, invading our border, taking away our rights, killing the Constitution, and delivering you into communist slavery. That's what this is about. So if you don't feel the urgency to get off your fucking ass and do something, win! Let's go through a list of people real quick of who's turning on Trump, because I'm watching it. So some of your favorite conservative hosts that you believed that you guys fell in love with are all turning because it's convenient. It's so convenient. They are now Team DeSantis. They're parting with they're going with DeSantis madness, right? Jellyfish. Let's just call them the jellyfish. A globalist move to divide patriots and the Republican Party. So now they're dividing. Okay, now they got the Republicans and the Democrats divided, polarized. Now they're going to divide just a little bit more. Just a little bit more to further confuse everybody. This is a chameleon tactic. And what are they doing? They're using DeSantis, a fucking bank on this. So now you got people like Cernovich. Cernovich. You've always been on that side, haven't you, buddy? You got Cernovich. You got Steve Crowder now. Steve Crowder jumping on the DeSantis bandwagon. You got Brandon Tatum, Ben Shapiro, Tim Pool. All of them. You trying to save your careers? Trying to get ahead of the ball, huh? I see. I ain't going down like that. I'm not. I'm on the horse I rode in on. That's it. Because I understand the war we are in, folks. Sancho, understand the war. And many more are going to be jumping ship. Candace Owens, dumping Trump. Well, you know, she hasn't stated that she's dumped Trump, but I know he was rude to her. He was rude to her in an interview. So fuck him. I'm against him now. Oh, God. Sounds just like every other girlfriend I've had. He was rude. I don't know, folks. Maybe these people will change their minds back over to Trump once they see that things are moving in that direction. You know, jellyfish. You know why you call them jellyfish? Because they go with the tide. They go with whatever's clever, whatever's going on at the moment. They go with the tide. They don't ever like to stand their ground. Now, I'm not talking bad about these people. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's America. It's America. But it's kind of discouraging to like know the war that we are in and to see people bail. It's like rats on a sinking ship. You know, like Trump said once, you know, and there's a video of him saying it, I'd like to lose it all. I'd really like to just lose it all, lose everything, and see who's there with me. Folks, I've lost it all. I have. I've lost it all. I was a top heavyweight prospect, and I would bet money that I was the best in the world for about 4 to 5 years. No one punched harder than me. No one was as fast as me. I was killing dudes. I was killing them in the ring. I had an entourage of 30 plus people that I thought were all my friends. And then I got knifed coming out of a club and I almost lost my life. And then I jumped right back in the ring and I got knocked out twice. And I lost all my friends. And then I realized the reality, the sick reality of humanity. Just how fucked up people are. I was no longer the rising star. I was no longer the sensation of boxing, the hometown hero. People in El Paso talk shit about me. Jealousy, 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 jealousy. No one will ever do what I did in this town. No one will ever be as sensational as I was. The heavyweight prospect of El Paso, like nobody. But they hate me. There's so many people that hate me and talk shit about me. I hear it every day. You find out who your friends are, folks. And it's people you can, like Trump said, you will never guess. You'll never guess who they are, who will flee and leave you at the last moment, turn their back on you. I experienced it, so I know what he's talking about. I know exactly what he's talking about. And then what happens? Boom, I become a YouTuber. Things change. Because you know why? I have a champion heart. I don't stop. You can't keep me down. You can't keep Trump down. Look, a warrior recognizes another warrior. I see a warrior in that man. An alpha male who does not give two shits about what any of you think. He's going to fucking change this country. He's going to turn it around. And these little bitches like Obama, Bush, Pelosi, Pence, All these fucking bitches, DeSantis, bitch, all of them are going to be sucking his dick. Watch, listen to what I'm saying right now. I am not fucking joking. This man is going to overcome all of it. And you're going to be sorry you turned your back on him. You're going to be very sorry. You're going to look like idiots. Calmate. Calmate, Sancho. Pero you're going crazy. Well, I have a lot of passion. So the House, McCarthy overwhelmingly... Okay, so what I'm hearing here is McCarthy overwhelmingly won GOP backing for Speaker, but the vote signals he still faces a tough fight. That's the last info I got on McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy of California on Tuesday resoundingly won the Republican nomination for Speaker, but a challenge from his right flank that drew more than 24 defectors showed weakness in his hold of his party, indicating a potentially rough fight ahead of him to secure the job at the start of the new Congress. Are you guys hearing that? I mean, things are changing by the second. GOP civil war. A Republican civil war is erupting at virtually every level of the party, triggered by an underwhelmingly midterm performance. So basically, we know what happened at the midterm. So we know what they did. The purple wave, like I said, it was going to happen. But people aren't smart enough to figure out what really happened behind the scenes. I can't say it on here, but we know. We fucking know what happened. Okay, but they're going to blame what they did on Trump. So now they're going to say, see, it was a purple wave. So it's all Trump's fault. Nobody loves them. Nobody trusts them anymore. Wrong. Wrong. Very wrong. So do you see what evil does? Folks, you can never negotiate with evil, by the way. You can't. You can't negotiate with evil. You can't. But I'm going to say this. They create the disasters. They create the problems. And then they point fingers. And then they take credit for the solution. So, why it matters. This is only the beginning. Election disappointments always lead to recriminations. But the feuds now rolling, the GOP run far deeper than controversial policy disagreements. And with an entrenched leader like former President Trump planning his comeback announcement Tuesday, there's little chance for peace talks. What's happening? Trump lashed out on Florida Governor DeSantis last week as conservative media, including the Murdoch-owned Fox News, New York Post, and Wall Street Journal opinion section. Let me tell you how big Trump is. So remember I said they're going to try to drown him out? Well, when they found out he was going to be making a speech, they sure want the ratings, don't they? He is fucking money, folks. Trump is money. Anything he says, they know everyone's going to watch. Who's everyone? I don't know. 90% of the population is going to watch Trump. So what do they need? Why did Fox put him on? They need the ratings. Because advertisers pay. You can't stop this guy. You can't stop this guy. And that is why I believe there's a no-fly zone around his house in Mar-a-Lago. Because you're not going to stop him. And they're worried. Obama, Bush, you're worried, aren't you? Yeah, I see panic. I smell fucking fear. Battleground Republicans unload on Trump ahead of expected 2024 announcement. Some GOP leaders in key states say they wish they wouldn't attempt another White House bid after losing important contests, in some cases, control of legislative chambers. So basically, they're blaming the engineered bullshit that happened at the midterms on Trump. They're blaming the bank robbery that Trump's just not, they don't, Trump just doesn't have the pool anymore. Nobody believes in him anymore. Doesn't this sound like 2016 all over again, folks? The lies and the bullshit, we're too smart for it. And what they're going to try to do, and this is the only part I'm a little bit worried about, but I believe big things are happening behind the scenes. How do you like this Sancho mug? Pero he yells too much. I don't like how much he yells. Ah. They're dying to give DeSantis the nomination. They're dying to just give him the nomination. This is going to be such an interesting ride this next few months, year. And if we have to go all the way to 24, then we have to go all the way to 24. I guess I'm here for that. But I will not be turning my back. No, I will not. I got the Mexican loyalty. So Griffin to three-time loser. Look how that, so get ready for the publications, and I mean conservative publications and liberal now. They're all going in. The whole establishment is going to go in on Trump. They're going to eat him alive. Get ready for it. Griffin to three-time loser Trump. Step aside for DeSantis. DeSantis is the new way. So Bloomberg, Citadel's billionaire founder Ken Griffin called Donald Trump a three-time loser and said he hoped the former president would see the writing on the wall and not run for the White House again, making way for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. The golden child. They're going to start building DeSantis as the answer, the globalist answer. Here, take it. It's shiny. It's beautiful. It's DeSantis. DeSantis takes the lead, takes the high ground. Breaking, DeSantis responds to repeated attacks from Trump. So what DeSantis is going to, the card he's going to play now is like, I'm too good for this. I'm too good for this. Trump can say whatever he's got to say. I'm winning. I'm the guy. I mean, we understand he's losing his mind. He needs the attention. That's the card he's going to play. What I just said right now, he's going to take the high road. I'm not going to get in a pissy match with Trump. Look, Trump is frustrated. He's mad. Things didn't go his way. I'm the answer. That's what he's going to do. Expect that from DeSantis. Folks, I'm good at this shit, okay? I was a fighter for so long. I can read people. I psychoanalyze people. I know what they're going to do in a fight. I know what the fuck they're doing. I can see their psychology. I can read their fucking soul. I can read a person's fucking soul before I get in there with them. And it's a gift. Believe me, it's a gift. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis responded to repeated attacks from former President Donald Trump during a press conference on Tuesday, saying it's just noise. It's just noise. This guy, whatever. I'm the answer, folks. Well, you know, one thing I've learned in this job is when you're leading, when you're getting things done, you take incoming fire. That's just the nature of it, DeSantis said. I roll out of bed in the morning. I got corporate media outlets that have spasms. Just the fact that I'm getting up in the morning and it's constantly attacking, and this is just the way it happens, folks. I don't think any governor got attacked more particularly by corporate media than me over the four-year term, DeSantis continued. And yet, I think what you learn is all about just noise. And really what matters is, are you leading? Are you getting in front of issues? Are you delivering results for people? And are you standing up for folks? And if you do that, then none of the other stuff matters. And that's what we've done. So he's going to keep taking this higher ground, high road. That's going to be his tactic. But he's no Trump. He's not even close. He's not worth the sweat on Trump's balls. On his balls! GOP reportedly looking to snub Trump for DeSantis in Herschel Walker runoff. Trump would go ballistic. With former President Donald Trump currently viewed by many conservatives as politically toxic, so they're trying to put that stigma on him. And that is why, folks, that is why he had to come across so clean and pristine in his announcement on Fox News yesterday, because he had to be as clean as a whistle and get everyone to go, see, he is good. He can do a speech without having a tantrum, unlike Sancho. So that's why it was so important yesterday, so important that he came off as clean as a whistle and he looked polished. He had to look presidential to take him serious. And if you looked at the commentators that were on there, they're like, wow, I really like how Trump came across. Because they're still in that land of bullshit. They're still in the land of garbage. They're still in the land of bullshit. So they have, oh, I like the way he presented himself. And folks, let me tell you what. When I commentate boxing and when I put on a suit, I'm a different person. I don't cuss. I don't drop F-bombs. I come polished and clean and I do the commentating and I walk out of there, collect my check and leave. But this is my channel. I get to do things the way I want to do them on my channel. Katie Hobbs is like the jealous, ugly sister. So Democrat Katie Hobbs expanded her lead. So she won. This is an older article. She beats Carrie Lake. Gee, I wonder how that happened. How the fuck did that happen? And Carrie Lake was so confident the whole way through. I was like, I mean, do you know what's going to happen? You don't know what's going to happen? I know you got to keep the confidence. I know you got to stay positive. But you don't see what she's doing? She's in there counting them herself!
What?
Oh, boy. So, to me, it's like this. This is how I look at it. Katie Hobbs and Carrie Lake. This is as obvious as like a beautiful homecoming queen. Like an attractive, charismatic homecoming queen. Who gets her crown stolen. Let's say it was in her locker. And she gets her crown stolen at night by her ugly, ratchet nemesis. And then her nemesis begins worrying it around the school, demanding to be called the homecoming queen. And everyone's looking at her like, okay. And they just give it to her because they feel sorry for her. It's kind of like that. We know you're not the homecoming queen. You're too ugly. You're too ugly. Like, really ugly. I hope you watch this. Anybody that knows Katie Hobbs, send this to her. Cut this part out and send it to her. You're the ugly nemesis. That's all you are. We all look at you like that. You're the ugly nemesis. Or I could say it in another way. It's like Cinderella's ugly mean sister hijacking the prince. And we all know the shoe doesn't fit. So Biden keeps playing the charades. Biden's tweet after the second bank robbery. The American people overwhelmingly support our agenda. So they're saying, now that the purple wave came in, a huge red wave, and a huge, bigger blue wave came. We're led to believe that. Okay. But just like I said, lower prescription drug costs, making healthcare more affordable, rebuilding America, really? You mean tearing it down. That's what you're doing. You're tearing it down, let's be honest, so you can rebuild it with green new energy and a liberal utopia. And making big corporations begin to pay their fair share in taxes. So tax the rich, tax the successful, tax the people that work hard and create jobs. Tax them. I don't know if you guys saw the Dave Chappelle SNL skit or speech he made, but apparently, and I got this off a tweet, and I forgot the name of the person, but apparently, I don't know if a lot of you saw this. Thank you, Heather Hatch. I don't know if a lot of you saw this, but Dave Chappelle, the coolest thing any comedian has ever done is what this person is saying, is what Dave Chappelle managed to do. Now, what did Dave Chappelle manage to do? Chappelle performed a fake monologue at the dress rehearsal during last weekend's SNL to trick the producers. Then when the live show happened, he delivered a totally different monologue. Genius. Fucking genius. That's what you have to do now. That's the way you have to do it. And basically, what did he do? In his own way, he endorsed Trump. Dave Chappelle, in his own way, in his own genius, comedic way, he endorsed Trump. Brazil update, folks. Brazil is going fucking crazy. Massive gatherings still continue. as people protest the socialist, you know what, of the bank robbery, livelihoods, freedom of the country. The people in Brazil are taking to the streets more and more after the bank robbery. Below, they have signs showing their disgust. They know the socialist Lula did the bank robbery. So other countries are fed up, folks. They're sick of living like shit. We haven't gotten to that point yet, obviously. We still haven't. So as other countries are already living in shit and they're tired of it, we're on our way there. So I guess we have to get there before we make a change. I guess you have to be fed up and we have to get there, live like shit for a while in order to make the desired change. Let's just hope it's not too late. I've been sick for a while, folks. I've had a cough and congestion. I guess you can hear it in my voice. China has opened up secret police stations in these countries. So China police are securing their positions in countries, and America is one of them. Beijing law enforcement tactics beyond its borders are under scrutiny after a report revealed dozens of cities, including New York, are hosting Chinese overseas police stations. This is highly illegal, against our constitution, and treason. No fucking Chinese, no fucking Chinese people should be here setting up police station, okay? No. We don't do that here. So a pilot program run by the public security bureaus of Fuzhou and Kunming counties of coastal Fujian and Shaanxi policies, respectively, have established 54 overseas police service centers across 5 continents, 25 cities, and 20... Global police, global Chinese police. We're going to come and eat all your dogs. And then we're going to take over the world with our small penises. Cover of USA Today, a nice distraction. I got this just right after the fucking bullshit happened with the election. And what do? It's a mass shooting. So the mass shooting happened afterwards. Okay, I was wrong. Didn't happen during, didn't happen before, it happened after. But cleverly to steal the news cycle. So 3 University of Virginia football players killed in a shooting suspect. I think they just arrested the suspect. The ones that were killed were Deshaun Perry, Lavelle Davis Jr., and Devin Chandler, all of whom played football at the school, Ryan said. The search of the shooter drew a shelter-in-place order that lasts about 12 hours. I think they got the shooter. Prayers out to these men. I'm not downplaying it by any bit. I'm not by any degree. Prayers out to these men. But all I'm saying is convenient timing. All I'm saying is we should look into it. That's just my opinion. And it's just an opinion. We should look into it. Prayers out to these families. It's sad. It's sad. Very sad. So did you know before Trump's speech, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama will hold back-to-back disinformation conferences following Trump's big announcement? So former President George W. Bush and Barack Obama are hosting back-to-back conferences about disinformation next week. So coming up, Bush, 76, will host his Struggle for Freedom conference. Listen to this guy. Bush's struggle for freedom. Look how they hide. They're chameleons. Struggle for Freedom conference in Dallas, November 16th. And we'll be talking to Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky. We're too smart for this shit, folks. We are just way too smart for this. My audience is. I wish my audience would grow more and more. But it's a slow process and it's fucking grueling. The conference will come just days after Trump's big announcement, largely rumored to be his 2024 campaign announcement. And the big story, folks, the one that everybody is talking about, and that is tens and billions of U.S. dollars were transferred to Ukraine, and then using FTX crypto, the funds were laundered back to the Democrats. This is the big story. I'm going to be very hesitant to talk on this, but folks, pay attention to FTX. That's all I'm going to say. I don't want to go into this anymore on YouTube because YouTube is YouTube. It's FluffTube. But there's a lot of information that tens of billions of dollars that were going to where we thought it was going were actually going back to the Democrats. So you all go and look that up on FTX. I just want to bring it out here for you guys. That's the big story. That is huge. And what's going to happen with that? Here's where the scandal, problem, reaction, solution. Here's where this scandal gets scary. So this whole FTX thing, could it be used for the government to come in and start regulating crypto? Absolutely. Why wouldn't they use it? They cause the problem. They get the reaction from the news, and then they have the solution. So the names, deposit accounts of every single FTX customer could become public in the Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing. So they're gonna, the bankruptcy Chapter 11 filing will list all the customers of FTX in public. But order out of chaos or problem reaction solution. So the SEC commissioner says FTX collapse could be a catalyst for regulations. So now they're going to go after all the crypto. They're going to use this, their fuck up, to take over all crypto and put regulations on it. Let's see what happens. The sudden collapse of major crypto exchange FTX has caused ripple effects on the rest of the crypto industry and has also affected the current state of the crypto markets. So far, the event has brought negative attention and may be potentially encouraging lawmakers to create more regulation for crypto firms. Get their grimy little hands into your crypto. How you like it now? You think they're going to let you go that easy? I don't think so. Justin, MasterCard, Wells Fargo, Citigroup, and others launch a 12-week experimental digital dollar pilot with New York Fed. So the digital dollar, it looks like it's knocking on the door. And I have a lot of people sending me this article. Folks, the Bible says the mark of the beast is coming. What more do I have to say? This book is 2,000 years old, and it's predicted this. Exactly what's coming. Like I said, folks, everything takes me back to the Bible. Sorry, atheists. I'm sorry, but it does. It says it, and I'm going with that. So, look, I know what's coming. My faith stands strong. I will never lose my soul. Just like those of you out there that did this, went out and got all scared. They're going to do, I need to feed my family. I need to work. I need to travel. Oh, you're going to be traveling all right to another fucking dimension. And now they're going to pressure you into getting the fucking chip. You already have your soul. Don't lose it. You have that. Don't lose it. Keep that. That's all you got. That's all that matters in this world. That's it. Not money, not cars, not boats, not bitches, not men, not women. None of it. None of it matters. What matters is your soul. That's how I see it. And as long as you got your soul, you're good. They can do what. Let them do their worst. Let them do their worst. Beat you, imprisonate you, put you in solitary confinement. You still got your soul. And you will move on. You'll live for eternity. They're all three-dimensional minions. Polish government says Poland raising military readiness. Poland says they are discussing whether they need to activate NATO Article 4. So World War III intensifying. Now let's get to some fun news. Huge trans man wins New Hampshire beauty contest. Oh, boy. So he weighs twice as much as his closest competitor. A huge trans man won a recent beauty contest in New Hampshire. Biological male Brian won Miss Greater Derry. a pageant under the Miss America organization. You mean Miss America organization okays this shit? And we have to pretend. We have to pretend. Oh, isn't she beautiful? Look at the way she walks. Look at the way she tapes her balls between her legs. It's beautiful. Making a mockery out of America. Making a mockery out of America. 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 So no longer just red stripes. United States redesigns its crest with rainbow colors ahead of the World Cup in Qatar. It's now a blue USA with an LGBTQ color stripes below. And folks, I have gay people that watch my show. And let me explain something to you. Gays are patriots too. So this division that's happening is all the left. Because there's a lot of gays out there that watch my show. And they agree. They see the bullshit, folks. There's some good people that are gay. I have family members. So don't think, you know, when I sit here and make little voices and do things like that, it's to make you laugh. It's a joke. There's some good gay patriots out there. I just want to state that. I just want to state that. I get a lot of emails from them that watch my show. So thank you. Gracias. Boston area pastor 89 indicted for alleged rape of an altar boy. Do you know that I was an altar boy? And I was never molested. I was never sodomized. Kind of gave me a complex. Was I not good looking enough? Was I not attractive as a young boy? Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan and Framingham Chief of Police Lester Baker have announced that Francis Strahan, 89 years old, was indicted yesterday by Middlesex Grand Jury on one count of rape of a child by a force of three counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. Man, these charges arose in connection with the ages of 11 and 13. From 2004 to 2008, while the defendant was the pastor of St. Bridget's Parish in Framingham, the alleged victim was an altar server. On the occasion when the victim was dropped off for altar service and was alone in the church, the defendant allegedly raped and sexually assaulted him. Damn. And he's barely getting justice at 89 years old, man. Barely. Shit. That is so fucking creepy. The priest that I mean, when I was an altar boy, the priest that I had, his name was Father David. He was a good man. I mean, as far as I know. I remember when I went to go to confession, he sat me down. He goes, "When was your last confession? Blah, blah, blah." And I said, "When was yours? Tell me yours first." I was a smart ass kid. I was like in third grade. Of course, I went to the principal's office. I got suspended from school. That's just the way I rolled. I've always had a problem with authority. So that's why I'm doing this so well now. Because I see through the bullshit. Anyway, America's Adderall shortage. America's Adderall shortage. Prescriptions for stimulants have been skyrocketing as it becomes easier and easier to get a diagnosis. Why it matters, the rising demand for Adderall has triggered a shortage of the drug, raising fears that some people can't get medicines that they rely on, while many others may be misdiagnosed. I'm going to bet 90% of you are misdiagnosed. Let me tell you what I've done in my life that has improved my life. First of all, it takes strength. I quit drinking. I fucking quit drinking. I'm 2 years and 11 months sober, going on 3 years. I know my voice sounds terrible. But if I could do it, any of you could do it, because the alcohol in the bottle is not what's bad. What's bad is when you go like this, your brain says, pick up the bottle. Bing, I'm picking up the bottle. Put it in your mouth. Dunk. Folks, since I've stopped drinking, my life has changed. It's still tough. It's not easy. It's not easy. Also, I'm starting to pray more and meditate more, and that's helping me. The meditation is really helping me. I've been doing it 2 to 3 times a day, and that's been helping me a lot. Get yourself a meditation app. Just get an app for meditation and start meditating, folks. You get, right now, during this time, I know I act crazy on the broadcast, but I swear during the day I try to be as calm as possible and peaceful, and I'm meditating a lot more. So by the numbers, a whopping 41.4 million Adderall. Let me say that again. 41.4 million Adderall prescriptions. 41.4 million Adderall prescriptions were dispensed in the U.S. in 2021, up more than 10% from 2020. I guess everybody's got ADD. So do I, but I don't take shit for it. I meditate. What's happening? Getting a diagnosis of attention deficit hyperactive disorder, or ADHD, which can be treated by Adderall and other stimulants, got significantly easier during the pandemic. Everyone's ADHD. Let's just say everyone's ADHD. Go get yourself some Adderall. Have some fun. I guess cocaine ain't the way to go anymore. Is California on its way to banning rodeos, folks? Behind the growing movement to buck the event. So earlier this fall, Alameda County supervisors officially banned the practice of wild cow milking. A timed event in which a lactating beef cow, unused to a human being handling, has been wrangled from the fields and brought to the arena. There she is separated from her calf, tossed into a rodeo ring, and attacked. Look how they word this shit. And attacked by 3 or 4 men who rope her. It's like 3 or 4 men who rape her. That's how they're trying to word this. They're clever. They're very clever. Pull her tail, wrestle her to the ground, and try to hold her still while one of them grabs her teats and melts her. Oh, man. The move comes 3 years after the county banned molten busting, an event in which small children are placed on the backs of scared, unsaddled sheep and try to stay on the backs of the sheep that bucks, kicks, and jumps to knock the child off. It's animal abuse, said Eric Mills, coordinator of Oakland's Auction for Animals, an animal welfare organization. It's unconscionable to treat animals this way. Can you imagine if they did this to dogs? No one would be okay with it. So why is it okay to do this to baby calves? God, fucking liberals, man. It's a mental disease, isn't it? It's a mental fucking disease. But Drag Queen Story Hour. Drag Queen Story Hour at kindergarten, and abortion is totally fine to liberals. That's okay. You can kill kids and have a drag queen read them books in kindergarten, but don't hurt the sheep. Fucking crazy, man. Humans could face reproductive crisis as sperm count declines, study finds. Global figures suggest sperm concentration has halved in 40 years. And the rate of decline is accelerating. Gee, I wonder why. Whoa, what could be making it accelerate? I don't know. All right, and border news, folks, this is important. Border news. Just in, Texas declares invasion at the U.S. southern border and authorizes unprecedented measures to defend the state by Governor Abbott. So Abbott's taking control. He declared it an invasion. I'm talking to a Border Patrol friend today to find out what the fuck's going on. What's changed? Has anything changed? Is it just something he's declared? Nothing's changed. I want to know what's going on at the border. So a Border Patrol friend will be reaching out to me today to talk, and I'm going to find out what is going on. So it's pretty crazy, though. It's pretty crazy. They're labeling cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. I know my voice sounds like shit right now. I'm trying to end the show with a... Fuck! Sorry, folks. Lame duck Congress creates window for legalizing dreamers. Immigrant rights activists will descend on Washington this week to urge Democrats to take advantage of what may be their last remaining weeks of total control of Congress to pass a broad legislation bill for illegal immigrants. So it doesn't matter if they came from prison over there, if they're part of the MS-13, they're part of gangs, they're dreamers. If they're coming to America, they're dreamers. Don't you know? They're dreaming. They're dreaming to come here. They deserve rights and our taxpayer dollars. In what the fuck news, it's like, holy shit. He's finally getting to what the fuck news. What the fuck news. Save Your Bacon World Cup 2022 fans face. They face prison. Prison if they bring pork, porn, or sex toys into Qatar. As a list of banned items that are revealed. So you go to Qatar, which I promise you folks, they're trying to do here in America. Whatever you see in these other countries, they're trying to do here globally. So Qatar fans heading to the World Cup could face prison time if they try to bring pork, porn, or sex toys into Qatar. The government's official website has made it clear to travelers how strict the country's rules are with less than a week to go before the tournament. I wouldn't even fucking go there. I wouldn't even fucking go there. There's people that go, dude, you got to go to Dubai. I'm like, why? So I can have no rights? I don't give a fuck how beautiful it is. I have no rights. It's not a risk I'm willing to take. England and Wales fans will be traveling to the Middle East nation in their numbers in the following days as the buildup to the World Cup begins. Around 4,000 Three Lions fans and 3,000 supporters of the Dragons will present alongside thousands of other football followers from around the world. Qatar has spent the last year preparing for a huge influx of fans. And the World Cup promises to be like no other strict laws governing Qatar that could come as a shock to some Brits. This includes a list of banned items that could land you in prison time if you try to bring them into Qatar. The list contains things such as alcohol, sex toys, pornography, and pork. You'll go to jail if you bring fucking bacon to Qatar. Brits are also reminded about the drinking laws in the country, with fans only allowed to drink in designated areas. The foreign advice reads, swearing and making rude gestures, which I'll automatically go to jail for that, are considered obscene acts and offenders can be jailed and or deported. So in other words, if Sancho went to Qatar, I'd go to fucking prison. Take particular care when dealing with the police and other officials. The website also makes reference to the way couples should behave in public. It warns, any intimacy in public between men and women, including between teenagers, can lead to an arrest. Oh, boy. And then America is going there with our flag sporting the LGBTQ colors. Give me a fucking break. This is like a bad dream. This is like the Twilight Zone. Do you see how they're disrespecting and destroying and spitting on our country? It's not the U.S. flag going to represent us at soccer. It's a gay LGBTQ flag. Are you awake yet? Do you see what's happening? Do you see what's happening since Biden has been in office? The continuous disrespect and devolution of this country. It's fucking disgusting. And yeah, I may drop the F-bomb, but I guarantee you I'm the most honest, I'm going to just say it, journalist and host out there. Except for the likes of, I don't know, there's a few. Laura Logan, there's a few. I don't want to say I'm the only one, but I will retract that and say there are some good ones out there. There are some good ones, but their voices are being quieted. Their voices are being quieted. They're on Rumble. But I got to keep the town square, folks. I got to keep the town square. So I want to say I appreciate any of you that give to me on Venmo. It's D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. And I appreciate you buying my book. I appreciate you signing up to Nino's Corner.tv, where you get real news, where we dive into the deep state head first. I'm doing my best. I'm doing my best, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting, Inosancho for Presidente. Later, folks.